One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. But we have it inside. The glory that Moses had on his face, we don't carry it on the outside. We carry it on the inside 24 hours a day. Hallelujah. When I work to sick people, a lot of times in the healing school, you know, there's the blind and there's the deaf, there's the paralytic, all kinds of sicknesses, all types, I'm telling you. Sometimes there are growths so large, bigger than the tummy, the whole, you understand what I'm talking about? I've seen growths, tremendous, evil, and then I come close like this, with what I call the spirit of dominion. Are you hearing me? And I say, are you ready to be healed? That's all. See, are you ready? Jesus said to a man, will thou be made whole? Do you want to get well? We have the spirit of dominion. There's something about us, brothers and sisters. We are not ordinary men. We are new creations. We are not a continuation of Adam in the garden. And somebody said, oh, the Christian has been restored to what Adam was before the fall. Let me tell you the difference. The Bible says the first Adam was a living being, a living soul. The second and last Adam is the Lord from heaven. We were not born after the first Adam. We were born after the second Adam. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Tell somebody, I'm not ordinary. Tell someone on the other side, I'm not ordinary. Hallelujah. Sit down, I'm not through yet. Glory to God. I know who I am. Oh, glory. I said, glory. No wonder he said, being born again. Not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. Do you know what that means? He says, not of destructible sperm. Not of corruptible seed. Not of destructible. But of indestructible. He says, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Brothers and sisters, what you need in your life is to firmly hold the word of God. You understand? This is for real. He's not kidding. This is real. Why was Jesus so different? He said, I and my Father are one. But you know, that's exactly what we ought to be able to say. You know some people, listen, you listen to me now. Listen. Oh dear. You know, sometimes, some people like it when we pray for the sick. And then we say, I'm not the healer. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. Not me. That sounds very humble in human eyes and human ears. It's ignorance in the kingdom of God. The Bible says the things that are so well received and praised among men are abomination to God. Humility is not when you talk. Humility is the state of your heart. What did Jesus say to us? Let's be frank and sincere with ourselves. Did Jesus say, disciples, when you meet the sick, ask me to heal them. It's my power. Pray that I might heal them. He never said that. He said, as you go. He said, you. He said, heal the sick. Who did it? You. He said, you. Heal the sick. Listen, when he said, you shall receive power, he said, inherent power. The power of the Holy Ghost is not coming from heaven anymore. The power of the Holy Ghost is here and comes inside you to reside in you. I tell you something. There's already a change in the realm of the spirit. The ignorance of yesteryears is being destroyed by the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. We have a generation rising up that's not afraid to say who they are. Hallelujah. Sometimes I say to the sick, in the name of Jesus, I take away your pains. Now, when I say that, you would say, oh yes, but he said the name of Jesus. Yeah, that's okay. What is wrong with you? Now, if I went there and I said, I take away your pains, you'd say, did you notice he didn't use the name of Jesus? Did you notice? Look at, see, I would to God that you understand that Jesus, listen, the word of God is not expecting us to say, I enter the car in the name of Jesus. I drive in the name of Jesus. I come out of the car in the name of Jesus. I lie down to sleep in the name of Jesus. I eat my food in the name of Jesus. I drink in the name. He says to live your life, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it in the name of Jesus. So he doesn't mean when you meet someone, say, good morning in the name of Jesus. You are to function in the name of Jesus. Not just when you mention it. At Lystra, when Paul ministered to that man I told you about in Acts chapter 14, he didn't pray. He said, man, stand up on your feet. That's all he said. He didn't say in the name of Jesus. Why? Because he was already preaching the name of Jesus. What do you mean by the gospel? Brother, I function 24 hours a day in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That's what I mean by learning the word of God beyond semantics. Seeing Jesus beyond the written pages. Are you hearing me? Not this religious thing we try to get ourselves into. Good morning in Jesus' name. Welcome in Jesus' name. Sit down in Jesus' name. Now, just because you say in Jesus' name 10,000 times a day doesn't mean that you are even living in Jesus' name. Is your life bringing glory to the Son of God? Tell somebody I'm warming up. Say it again, I'm warming up. Let me tell you something. There are some of you Christians, you have never led somebody to Christ all your life. Since you've been born again, you've never actually led someone to Christ. You cannot say, I led so and so to Christ. There's a difference between inviting someone to church and leading someone to Christ. Now, Now, you lead someone to Christ and also invite to church. All right? But not to be able to lead someone to Christ. I'm looking at some of you now. You've never led someone to Christ. You've been born again 25 years. You didn't lead anyone to Christ. What is the matter with you? I'll tell you. Now, when I'm through with you, oh boy. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in me. Hallelujah. When I face anything, I rejoice. I rejoice. Thank you, Lord. I've collided with several authorities before. See, you can't do things like this and not collide with authorities. It's not possible. You will collide with them. Because they are of a different species. I never cry like, oh God, what am I going to do? Makes no difference to me. I step aside and I say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. He said, ye are of God, little children, and you have overcome them. He didn't say, ye shall overcome. He said, you have overcome them because greater is he that is in you. You have already overcome them. I'm not trying to overcome. I'm not hoping to overcome. Somebody said, oh God, I'm praying for a breakthrough. What do you mean you're praying for a breakthrough? Breakthrough what? What do you want to break through? Breakthrough what? Breakthrough what? Jesus broke through for you 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@lovell360.com.